Every day in Indiana, people face felony and misdemeanor charges in their county courts, but only a small number of people who are accused of a crime can afford to hire an attorney. We assume someone will be there to represent us if we need it, because the Constitution promises us that. But in part one of this special report from WFIU's Barbara Brozier, some legal experts say the idea of justice for all might be more accurately changed to justice for a few.
William Carey just walked out of the Johnson County Courthouse, and he's trying to hold it together.
I'm just tore up. I don't know what else to say.
Carey appeared this morning for a pretrial hearing. He faces several charges, including operating a vehicle while intoxicated as a habitual offender. Today, an attorney with the Johnson County Prosecutor's Office offered him a plea deal.
What's going through my head is my freedom, you know, this is my life. And they're going to give me 8 years. You know, either sign this or I'm giving you 8 years. So I had no choice.
Carey had no legal representation because a judge determined at a previous hearing he isn't indigent and therefore doesn't qualify for a public defender. Carey broached the issue again at today's hearing, telling the judge he was representing himself because he makes about $250 per week and can't afford an attorney. The judge asked Carey what he spent that money on. Here's how the conversation went, according to court transcripts.
Because you've got no expenses, you're living with your parents.
Well,
They are feeding you. They are housing you.
I help them out with groceries, you know.
No, I'm not buying that. You live at home. Your parents are taking care of you. That's the way it works. I'm not stupid.
I'm not saying...
So what are you going to do with all the money instead of hiring a lawyer, which you said you were going to do?
I'm just, you know, expenses.
Carey signed the plea agreement. He agreed to plead guilty in exchange for the state dropping some of the charges against him because he saw it as his only option.
It was wrong. I have no legal representation. I don't know nothing about the court system.
Indiana doesn't have a statewide standard to determine whether someone qualifies for a public defender. It's left up to each individual judge to make that decision through a series of questions. Johnson County Superior Court Judge Lance Hamner says he doesn't think that's a problem. He's confident those who qualify for a public defender, at least in his county, are granted one.
So we'll hold a hearing and make a determination based on their income, based on the family income, based on the resources they have available to them, for example, the property they own and things like that, to determine whether, as a matter of law, whether they are indigent.
But Indiana Public Defender Council Executive Director Larry Landis says the definition of indigent is too broad and is applied inconsistently. It means someone who might qualify for a public defender in one county could be denied representation in another.
The test in Indiana is called the substantial hardship test, and it simply means, can the person accused of a crime afford to hire a lawyer without imposing a substantial hardship on himself or his family? And there is no, you know, simple objective test of how much income or assets do you have, because it depends often on the severity of the case.
And that's not the only way public defense differs across Indiana. Yes, the Constitution requires states to provide a public defense system for its citizens, but Indiana passes that responsibility onto the counties and leaves it up to them to deliver on the promise. That means there's a lack of consistency across the state, and Landis argues, a lack of quality.
We've got a system that is broke.
The legislature set up the Indiana Public Defender Commission in 1998, which establishes standards for indigent defense. It offers a reimbursement program for counties. If the county agrees to follow the standards set forth by the commission, it could be reimbursed for up to 40% of the costs of non-death penalty felony cases. But just more than half of the state's 92 counties abide by the standards necessary to qualify. Landis says about one-third of the counties in the state don't participate at all.
Counties don't like to take state money because they perceive strings attached to it. Even though the strings are really protecting the public defenders, the quality of representation, because you have caseload standards, compensation standards, experience requirements for certain kind of appointments.
Johnson County is among those not participating in the state's public defense reimbursement program. That means it doesn't have to follow the commission's caseload or training requirements. Judges select private attorneys and then contract with them to handle public defense cases in their courtrooms. Landis says that setup creates a conflict of interest.
We would never tolerate a judge being an employee of a prosecutor or a prosecutor being an employee of a judge. But for some reason, we tolerate the advocate for the accused person to be an at-will employee of the judge. And then if you want to take an appeal, and you usually on appeal are alleging that the judge made a mistake, did something wrong, denied the defendant a fair trial, you got to appeal your boss and claim that the boss screwed up.
But Judge Hamner insists it's never caused issues in Johnson County.
The judges in our county, and myself included, expect zealous representation on the part of the attorneys that we appoint as public defenders. I would never expect them to back down in any way from us in any way. We wouldn't ask them to. We wouldn't want them to.
Johnson County Prosecutor Bradley Cooper doesn't see a problem with the inconsistencies in the public defense system across the state. He says the attorneys who represent indigent defendants here are among the best.
Whether you're poor or rich, you have the same set of constitutional rights. And those constitutional rights, at least in this county, are absolutely given to everybody that comes before the court.
But two lawyers are appealing a recently dismissed lawsuit that claims Johnson County is failing to fairly represent people here facing charges. Here's attorney John Little.
What our clients experience in this lawsuit is sitting in jail for months without ever seeing their attorney. They would see him in court for a minute or two where the attorney would ask for a continuance, and then the attorneys do literally nothing.
The lawsuit claims in one instance, a part-time public defender in Johnson County was assigned more than double the maximum number of cases allowed by the state's Public Defender Commission. But prosecutor Bradley Cooper says the fact the lawsuit was dismissed speaks for itself.
I thought the lawsuit was ridiculous, yes.
It isn't the only lawsuit challenging the quality of public defense in Indiana. A lawsuit is also pending in federal court that challenges Allen County's public defender system. Landis says many of the issues aren't confined to one county.
It's not about bad lawyers. It's about they have no resources, they have no independence, they have inadequate compensation, excessive caseloads. It's going to impair quality of representation, and it does.
As for William Carey, a judge sentenced him to more than 700 days in jail as part of his plea agreement, but that sentence was later modified to just over 450 days of work release. Still, Carey is left questioning a system built on the premise of fairness. For WFIU News, I'm Barbara Brozier.